And then finally, one third ha'ara, and that is, the Gemara mentioned, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Loitzas Ames, Ulachnas Askala. There's a Yodua de Gevart that said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and it's not just a vertel, but the Gaon said it in his Pirish on Mishnayis, it's in Shnois Elio, at the very, very end of Mesechtes Brachos and Perek Haraya, where the Gaon made a diak that if you look in Sefer Koheles, so Koheles, the third perek begins, La kol zman va'es, tachas ha-shamayim. Ace for this, and ace for that, and ace for that, and ace for this, ace lo ledes ve'ace lomus, ace lotas ve'ace lakar notua, ace laharoig ve'ace lirpoi, ace lifroids ve'ace livnois, and it goes through all the different aces. The guy made an observation, this 28 item that are mentioned by Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, of the 28, 23 of them, the thing that it's an ace for begins with a lamed. Ace laharoig, ace lifkois, ace lischoig, ace lifroids, ace livnois. It's with a lamed. There are five of them that don't have a lamed. And the Gaon says, a pshat al derech ha-kabbalah. And then he says that two of the item that Shlomo HaMelech was describing that don't have a lamed is ace sfoid and ace rekoid. So there's an ace to be sfoid and there's an ace to be rekoid. So the Gaon said that why is it that those two don't have a lamed? So the Gaon said a davar nifla. He said, the Mishnah says in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtes Brachos, daf yud zayin amud beis, misha meisai mutal lefanav, if there's a mace that's mutal lefanav, nebuch someone just lost a relative and there's a mace that's mutal lefanav, potem mikriyashma, umenat filo, umenat filin, umikol mitzvah yisoh amuris b'tayra. It's what we know as an oinin, and an oinin's potter from kol mitzvah so amuris b'tayra. The Gaon said that similarly, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, daf chof hei amid beis, where the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, chosan v'hashushbina v'chol b'nei achopa, pturim min atfila, u'min atfilin. And the Gaon said, it means Talmud Torah also. So says the Gaon, someone that's an oinin is potter from all the mitzvahs. Misha meisa mutal lefana, potter mikriyashma, tfila, tfilin, mikol mitzvah so amuris b'tayra. A chosan is also potter from all the mitzvahs. Pturim and atfilim and atfilin, and the Gaon said it means Talmud Torah as well. So he's potter from Talmud Torah. Oinen is potter from Talmud Torah, and a chosin is potter from Talmud Torah. So the Gaon said that the ois lamid stands for limud ha-Torah. That's what the Gaon said. It stands for limud ha-Torah. So the Gaon said that the reason Shlomo HaMelech wrote ace foid and ace rikoid, not ace lisfoid and ace lirkoid, because he was coming to be meramez, that when a person is in an ace foid, when there's hespedim, when a person's ba'aninos, he's potter from the mitzvah. So there's no lamid next to the sfoid, because he's potter from the limud, which stands for a limud atayra. And the same is true for a chasen, by the ace rikoid, when you're being keitzen miraktim lifnei akala, said the Gaon, and keitzen mirak lifnei achasen as well, like we just learned. But when you're being miraktim, so there too there's no lamid, because the chosin is potter from Talmud Torah. That's what the Gaon said in Shnois Aliyah. Now the way the Velt says over this Gaon, the way I've heard it, is a little bit differently, and that is based on the Gemara that we learned today here in Ksubas Daf Yedzayin Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says Mevatlin Talmud Torah Loitzos Ameis Ulahachnos Askalo. That you see Mevatlin Talmud Torah for two things, Loitzos Ameis and Achnos Askalo. Loitzos Ameis is a Sfoid, Achnos Askalo is a Sfoid. Okay, same punchline. That's why there's no lamed. It's not ace lisfoid and ace lirkoid. It's ace sfoid and ace rikoid. Because mevatlan talmud toy loitzos ames achnos askalo. The Gaon in Shnois Aliyo said it based on the Mishnah in the beginning of Perakim Misha Mesu and the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chafei Amid Beis. But the bottom line is that because it's a concept of mevatlan talmud toyra loitzos ames ulahachnos askalo, so it's for that reason that there's no lamed in ace sfoid. And there's no lamed when it comes to ace rikoy. But the point is, there's this idea that chosin is potter from Talmud Torah. There's an idea of mevatlin Talmud Torah lachnos askala. And the Gaon said it's merumas in a pasuk. That's why it says ace rikoy, not ace lirkoy, because mevatlin Talmud Torah lachnos askala. As if to say, when there's a chasana on some level, there's an inyan of being able to be mevatl Torah. So I'll just share with you a marumokim nifla from the Torah of the Heilige Minchas Aluza. And this is in the Sefer Divrei Torah. It's in Madura Kama Ois Aleph, and it's also Mur Barichos in Madura Shviya Ois Chav Zayin. So The Sefer Divrei Torah, which was written by the Minchas Aluza, has 10 maduras. You don't see that every day. 10 maduras. So, Madura Kama Ois Aleph. This is literally chapter 1, verse 1 in the Sefer Divrei Torah from the Minchas Aluza. So he starts off his Sefer as follows. The first of 10 maduras. He says that there's an interesting minik, and that is that by a chassan, the chassan gets up to speak, but immediately everybody starts hacking, and everybody starts singing, and he ends up sitting down. Chassan, Sheva Brachas maybe means, but the point is that he makes a shtadlus, he tries to get up and speak, and then everybody starts singing in the middle. So he said, what's the pshat? What's Pashu Pshat in this minik? Why is it that he starts, and then he does, no man of shach. You have what to say, let him say, right? Everyone should be geshishkit, and you should let him say what he wants to say. And if he doesn't really have what to say, then he shouldn't say. So what's this inyan? It's a funny minute. He gets up, he starts saying, shtei Rambam, and at the minute he says the Rambam, all of a sudden it's pandemonium, and then he sits down, and then some people are upset. Why they're singing? Fight breaks out, and we move on to the second dance. So what's Pashup Shad in that? Why isn't that you start, but then ultimately you don't? So the Michas Aluza said like this. He said, pshat is, because Be'emes a chassan is a Sudas Mitzvah. Avada, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. But he says, a chassan could also not be a Sudas Mitzvah. And he says, that is, if the Kala is a Bas Talmud Chacham, and the chassan is an Am Ha'aretz. The Gemara says, I'm Sochim Em Tes on the days, that's something that is maybe not a Sudas Mitzvah. And as a result, when you go to a chassana, you want to make sure it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Now, if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. But what if it's not a Sudas Mitzvah? So what's the Eitzah? So the Michas Aluza said that you find in Chazal, in the Poskim, there's two Eitzahs, how to make a Suda into a Sudas Mitzvah. You want to convert your Sudas Rishus into a Sudas Mitzvah. Two easy steps, right? There's two things you could do. One is the Magen Avraham Hilchas Chanukah that everybody knows, where the Rama says that really, on Purim, there's a mitzvah to get drunk, Mishta V'simcha, but on Chanukah, it was only the Ruchnius, and as a result, over there, there's no mitzvah. So he says, and it's not clear, Zokta Rama, whether it is a Sudas mitzvah or not, there's an Indian to be Marba, and then the Magen Avraham brings, and he says that what you should do is you should sing Siris V'Sishbachis, because if you can have Zmiris, this Zmiris are going to zich and make Chanukah into a Sudas mitzvah, like this will vada be a Sudas mitzvah. So one way to upgrade is to have shiris v'sishbachis. If they'll be singing, that will make it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Then Minchas Aluza said there's a shach in Hilchas Nadarim. He's talking about a Sudas Bar Mitzvah, and he says that the reason there's a Bar Mitzvah pshat, the reason there's Divrei Torah, is because the Divrei Torah makes it into a Sudas Mitzvah. Al Kopanim said to Minchas Aluza, you see that Divrei Torah and Shiras V'Sishbachas too, but Divrei Torah make it into a Sudas Mitzvah. So he says it's pashat. The reason this minig happened is because you come to a chasana, and the chassan, alts his anivus, would get up to say Shtikl Torah. You know why he would say Shtikl Torah? This is a little counterintuitive. And the Michas Aluza emphasizes that it's a little counterintuitive. He said because he's saying that, you know, my shver is a great Talmud Chacham. My kala, nove chasuda, is a bas Talmud Chacham. But I'm an Amoritz, right? That's what a person's supposed to think. He shouldn't walk around thinking he's a Talmud Chacham. It's very healthy to think you're an Amoritz. So he says, I'm an Amoritz. So if I'm an Amoritz, what do I have to do? He said, I have to get up and say Yishtikl Torah. He said, that's why the minute of the chassan would be to get up and say Yishtikl Torah. But what happens the minute the chassan gets up to say Yishtikl Torah? Ketzem erakdim lefnei chassan. You have to be mishameach the chassan. So how you mishameach the chassan? You start hacking him. And you know why you hack him? To tell him, chusin, that's the zoom kan Yishtikl Torah. This suit is a suit of smitzah. Anyways, you're a chassan nove chassuda. You're a fine Talmud. Everything is okay. You can sit down. This is not something you have to worry about. So the chassan is doing what he has to do, and everyone else is doing what they need to do. He needs to go bedarkei hanova. So bedarkei hanova is he gets up and he starts saying Shtikl Torah. And Michas Aluza says, don't think because he can say Shtikl Torah means he's not an amoritz. I mean, in a way, this is a little mufrich minei obey. He says it's not. But I'll go put him. He says he gets up to say Shtikl Torah to show that because he chaps he's an amoritz. And then everybody else starts hacking in fakert. He says it's pashut to him that this is the way this minute happened. This is the very first piece in the Divrei Torah. Madura Kama, it's Ois Aleph. But in Madura Shviya, in the seventh Madura, this is Ois Chav Zayin. Michas Aluza talked about this inyan. Me inyan le inyan, ba Ois inyan. It's actually ironic because the way he starts is as follows. He says, I want to write down the drosha that I gave, Besudas Chasinas Biti. In the chassan, loyrich yomim shunim v'tayvim and arichim b'mazel tov, the whole actum over here. But the bottom line is, he says, I'm going to say over what I said, be'isamiris l'chayim. So I don't know if this was the L'chaim, it sounds more like it was the Chasana. But either way, he got up and he gave a drasha. And the drasha was, why is it that nobody gets up and speaks by a Chasana? It's not interesting, right? Now, if you go through the piece a little bit, Dai L'chakim Eberemiza, it seems like there was a minig in certain parts of Klal Yisrael where there were drashas. And Fakert, they would be mechabit all the different rabbanim to get up and give drashas at the Chasana. And the Minchas Alus is not happy with this minig, and that is the spirit of this drasha, which it sounds a little like he's giving by a chasana. But either way, so the Minchas Alus is getting up, and he's addressing that he's not so happy with this minig in Klal Yisrael that Rabbanim get up and speak by a chasana. He says that's not the way it's been, and he's explaining why taka not. Every time Jews get together, if there's someone that's a bar hach, he gets up and speaks. So how you talking by a chasana, by such a epic simcha, you don't have this. So says the Minchas Alusa. He says, Al Rishon Rishon. He says, I think the Makar is Kodesh Vitar, and it comes from the Gemara Shabbos, Tav Samach Zayin Amadeus. The Gemara that tells a story. Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shasa Mishra Lebanon. Rabbi Akiva made a chasana for his son. And they were bringing out glasses of wine. Val kol kois v'kois shehevi. Every cup that came, I don't know how many they were, but every single cup that came, Omar, he said, chamra v'chaye l'fum rabbanon. Chaye v'chamra l'fum rabbanon v'talmideon. He would say l'chaye. This is Rabbi Akiva, he's feeling the l'chaye tish, and they're bringing out koises, and every single kois he gets up, he says l'chaye. So he said, it's tough, interessantezach. We have an insight, mamash a scene, to the chasana, of the son of Rabbi Akiva. And what's going on? Wine's flying. Chamre v'chayel afum rabbanu v'talmideyem. All everyone's doing is getting, mama's drinking wine. He says, why were there no drushes? How come there were no drushes? Said the Mechsalusa, I've heard this menhagim, that you go to a chasana, every single rabbi gets up and gives a drasha. Says, and maybe that's the pashup shah. Maybe that's why there was no drashas. Because let's think about, who was at this chasana of Rabbi Akiva's son? He says, first of all his chaverim were there. His rebbes were there. Mustami invited his talmidim, right? The talmidim come to the rebbe's chasana. He said, how many talmidim did he have? He said he had 24,000 talmidim. This is what Michal Saluza said. So listen to what he writes. If he would have been mechabit each one of his talmidim, because they all were qualified to say Torah, al kopanim, hey minuten, 5 minutes of Torah. Says the chasana would have taken 2 to 3 years. This is the drasha of the Michal Zaluzer. He says, if you look in the Gemara, Ksubas Tavches, it says Shasimcha b'Ma'oinai. Once upon a time, there was a minig up to Yud Beis Chaydish. 12 months already, I've heard Shana Rishayna, but 3 years of Sheva Brachas Taira. That's a lot of drashas. See, he says that that's probably part of the reason why he wasn't mechaber the oilam with drashas. But Lamaisa, he says, what was going on by the Chasana? The Eilam was freilich. The Eilam was sefriden. And Weistois, that's a simin, that's really the way it's supposed to be. And he goes on and he says that the minig in Klal Yisrael always was that they were mevatel talmud Torah lachnos haskala. And they would come to a Chasana, and what would they do? They would talk mevatel talmud Torah. He says, that's always the way it was. He writes, v'amarti oid bozeh betzachus k'tzas. Says, I mean this a little bit Bederach Tzachos. I'm partially serious, and I'm partially saying this Bederach Tzachos. And that is, the Gemara and Brach is, we're coming full circle. Said, Kol anenem etudas chasim, enem esamchoy. If someone's enem etudas chasim, enem esamech, oivu b'chamisha koilois. Kol sasim, kol simcha, kol chasim, kol galo, kol oimrim, hoidu Hashem tzvokos. Someone that is nena, from Sudas Chasan, and he is Mesamech the Chasan, what's the schad that he's going to get? He's Zoichel the Torah, Shenitna B'chamisha Kailas. So Zoch the Michal Saluza, the Mashah already mutches, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? Why is it that if someone is Mesamech the Chasan, so the schad that he's going to get is going to get Torah? So he said, Yesh Loimar, B'derech Tzachus K'tzas. That the reason is, because if a person goes to a Chasana, and he's neder mitzudas chasan, it's going to come on the cheshbon of bittul Torah. That's just the way it is. Because what was going on, Rabbi Akiva's own son's chasana? It was chamre v'chayel afum rabbanon, chayel v'chamre afum rabbanon v'talmidein al kol kois v'kois. And it's an element of mevatan talmud Torah lachnas haskala. So you're now at this chasana, and what are you doing? You're dancing in the middle like Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, like Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, and that's what's going on. So l'chayel be mevatan Torah. So if you be mevatan Torah, maybe it's not a good thing. Zogi Chazal, you should know. Bitula zeu kiyuma. And kol anenem isudas chosin u'misamchoy, zoichel l'toyra shenitnem b'chamisha kailos. Don't think you're going to lose any toyra from this. Fakered, you're going to get toyra capable to fly him. You're going to be zoichel to toyra shenitnem b'chamisha kailos. But either way, so this is this inyan. And that is, the Gemara says, mevatlan tal m'toyra loitzos ames u'lahachnos askala. But really, there's an oymik. And that is, you find that an oynein is potter from Talmud Torah, you find that a chosin is potter from Talmud Torah. The Goyin said, it's merumis in a posik, eis sfoid, the eis rekoid, not lisfoid and lirkoid, because lamed means limit a Torah. And when it comes to sfoid, and when it comes to rekoid, when it comes to espedim, when it comes to keitzim and ragdim, over there we're mevatel Talmud Torah. The Mechzaluza said, that's why the only sudas mitzvah that you'll ever be to, where apparently, there was a minig al kaponim for sure by the chsidim, davke that there shouldn't be Talmud Torah, is by a sudas chasana. And the Makar Kodesh Vitar said the Michas Aluza was from the Maiswit Rabbi Akiva, Sha'asa Mishnah Lubnoi. And the insight that we have is they're bringing out glasses of wine and al kol kois for kois, mizuk l'chaim. That's what's going on. What happened to a shir? What happened to a vart? What happened to Torah? He said, Fakert. And that's why Chazal said that kol anenim is sudas chasana umisamchoi, which technically is coming on the cheshbon of Vital Torah, he's zoichel the Torah. He's going to be zoichel the Torah, shenitna b'chamisha kailos, but just a little bit of a deeper understanding and a little bit of deeper insight into this concept of mevatlin tal m'Torah, loitzos ames, u'lahachnosas ka.